It's time to head out on the front porch on KFRM. Grab your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation on the front porch.
Hello, this is Amy Hatacek, along with Amy Allen. She's the program consultant for Kansas Best. It's a really cool program that's fairly new in Kansas. It's very exciting. It's specifically for people teaching agricultural education. And Kansas Best is an acronym, BEST, and that stands for Beginning Educators Support Team. And Amy, welcome to the front porch. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me on your front porch, and I look forward to sharing with you about ag education.
Well, now, the thing about this new program is it's for people not only starting to enter agricultural education and teaching it, but also for people who've been teaching other fields and want to transition into ag ed. Is that true?
Yes, actually. I have a few teachers that 17 years. Jumping into an ag education program can be a big change from a core classroom. Many transition to teachers are from smaller communities. They might have an animal science degree or an agronomy degree. They're familiar with agriculture, so the school often reaches out to them and says, hey, you know about agriculture. Would you like to come and teach? So sometimes some of those teachers, it just happens for them.
Well, that's exciting. And now I want to mention the whole goal is to overcome the increasing shortage of ag education instructors in Kansas. And I understand that you're trying to get to increasing the retention rate of novice ag education professionals to 80% within the first 3 years of the program.
Yes. It's hard. Those first 3 years, you're learning a lot. Brand new, out of college. It's kind of like going from high school to college. You're learning again all the new rules because now you're an adult and you got to get up and go to work every day and you have to be prepared when you go to work. And those kids are excited to see you. If they are in an ag ed class, they want to be there. So having these teachers with some resources, ideas, suggestions of what works, what doesn't work in the classroom, how to reach out to various students or parents, community, ventures, that is what we're here for at Best.
Now, when we talk about teaching agricultural education, I know the first thing that comes to mind for me is people who want to teach and become FFA advisors. So there are other areas, though, too, will be teaching welding or floriculture or plant science. Is that all involved, too?
Yes. Actually, the ag education model is a three-component. It's made up of FFA, you're correct, the classroom activities, things that we do in the classroom that we can carry outside of, which then goes along with their supervised ag experience or their SAE. That's when students work for a local farmer, raise cattle, raise chickens. Maybe they have a community garden or they work at the flower shop. Things that they're getting ag experience while they're in high school to see if that's something they want to go into or not.
Okay. Now, how this all works is it's all through, Kansas FFA Foundation, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so twice a month on Zoom, you meet with several organizations. Can you tell us what those organizations are that have a large group meeting to discuss what to mitigate and what to do with some of the difficult situations that teachers encounter?
Well, people ask me who my boss is, and I say that I have many of them. I deal with the Kansas FFA Foundation, Beth Gaines, and also the Kansas FFA Executive Secretary, Mary Kane, as well as the professors in ag education at Kansas State University and Fort Hays State. So they are, as I'm in the trenches, I'm telling them what I am seeing so they can prepare students for what to be prepared for out there in terms of if it's something with lesson planning or how to deal with community members, things of that nature. They can put that into kind of what they're getting in their college experience.
Okay, and when we say in the trenches, we want to let people know that you actually travel across the state of Kansas to different schools to meet with those teachers right where they are. I mean, not only physically, but emotionally right where they are, right?
Oh, absolutely. I went to 42 schools.
Wow.
I'm typically there all day just to kind of see. I'm observing them to see, hey, this was really great. I liked how you did this. Have you thought about doing this for an activity? Or, you know, give them suggestions or ideas, maybe resources to find some curriculum in a certain area, whether that's animal science or plant science. As you mentioned earlier, ag teachers have to know a little bit about everything. I actually taught for 24 years in the classroom, and I did teach welding classes, plant science, animal science, ag business. Eventually, I started a food science class, and then you have your ag science, which is your freshman. You touch a little bit about everything, but it's kind of the jack of all trades, maybe not master of none. It just kind of varies with that. But you have to know a lot of different areas or be willing to learn them.
Oh, my gosh. And I wonder, how do they keep learning them? Are there different modules or courses or things?
Well, there are in-services they can go to learn about various things. K-State also provides in-service, and we have an in-service in the end of the summer in August, the KACTE, as well as in the winter we have our Ag Ed Symposium. And a lot of those might be workshops about, hey, how do I start a greenhouse? Or what do I do on my school farm? Or my kids want to have rabbits in the classroom. What do I do? What are some welding projects for a really small classroom? So we do a lot of things to try to help our teachers out as well, whether your first year or 15th year.
Okay. And also for teachers who want to go back to school to maybe hone in on just ag education, there are also a couple of schools in our state, at least two, that also have those type of training programs, right?
Yes. Kansas State University as well as Fort Hays. If you are someone that was not in ag education, maybe that's not your degree, Fort Hays right now has a transition to teach program that you could take online courses, which is today's world very, very helpful. And Kansas State is working on creating one as well.
Okay. And what are some schools that if somebody's just starting out and they want to take ag education as their minor or their major to become a teacher? Mm-hmm. As a beginning teacher, I guess there would be a lot of schools that have that in Kansas.
Well, if they start at a community college, some of them will have some ag courses they can take that might guide them too, but they always need to reach out to their four-year university to make sure they're getting what they need. But those Kansas State and Fort Hays State are the two universities that do provide an ag education degree.
Okay. And, you know, I'm wondering, how exactly did Kansas FFA Foundation decide this is something that is really needed? I just think it's awesome.
Well, I think it was just years of noticing. I think there were older teachers that were like, man, we're older and there's not a lot of younger. We've kind of got a gap in the 5 to 10 year. There's a lot of first 1 to 3 year teachers, and then they don't always move to that next level. And I think they were like, what can we do to help them? What would have been nice when we started teaching that would have been useful to them?
And Amy, how will this program help teachers, especially how things used to be? It's very different now. People are really learning to meet someone right where they are, whether it's the student or the teacher.
Correct. And I think that, when I started teaching 24 years ago, there were two female teachers in the state. Right now, we're at about a little over 50% that are female teachers, and then the other 50 male. And so I think it's nice to have someone that's been there, because there are differences in how you're treated at school and how you go about things. Because like I would tell some of my kids, I can teach you how to weld, but what you do with it is yours. I can teach you how to dribble a basketball, but what you do with it is on you. it does. I don't have to go shoot 50 hoops a day, or I don't go on the weekends and weld, you know. And so I think it's nice having someone that you can bounce ideas off. Hey, I tried this in class. Or when I see kids, their teachers doing cool things in classroom, I share that with other new teachers, too, to give them ideas. There's no need to reinvent the wheel, basically.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, that's great to hear that at least you guys are sort of like the coach, the continuing coach. And when you travel across the state, you were mentioning that you went to 42 schools in the fall.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been to 42 schools, and I would spend all day there, basically just seeing what they did, how their classroom worked, and just gave them suggestions, ideas. I wasn't there to evaluate them, just kind of help them and be positive with them, because sometimes they don't always get that positive. You know, your admin might come in and say, okay, great, do this now or do this, and then that's all they get. So they really don't know, am I really doing a good job? So, and just kind of some tips and tricks that I learned over the years that can kind of help them, because, gosh, if we'd all had those tips and tricks at the beginning, look how much more successful we'd have been sooner.
Oh, my gosh, I know, tips and tricks, I like that. Well, Amy, we're going to hear a lot more with you, and coming up in just a moment, how the program was established, how it will help deal with challenges in the classroom, including how to win over difficult students. More on that right after this. Hello, Amy Hadachek here again, talking about Kansas Best. And it's led by program consultant Amy Allen. And the word BEST, B-E-S-T, that's an acronym for Beginning Educators Support Team. And this is for teachers who are in agriculture education and need some assistance, especially being a new teacher. Or it's also for teachers who want to transition into getting into agricultural education. And Amy, one thing I think is really fascinating is that this is for teachers who often are getting out of college, moving to a new town, and we didn't have this kind of thing when we were younger and we were in other fields or getting into teaching. And so how exactly do you help them with dealing with difficult students or difficult situations?
Well, I think that it goes by, you know, when I go visit them, and sometimes they'll point out, okay, this kid in this next hour, he's the one I'm having troubles with. And sometimes I would try to strike up a conversation with them, or we talk about, what do you have in common with this kid? Ask about, hey, so I heard your family farms. Tell me about that. Or sometimes you have to make a connection with the kid, and then they're going to have buy-in, because sometimes kids come in and they think, oh, you know, here's an example. I had a girl once, and I had her two older brothers in class, and she was a freshman, and she was a tough cookie. Middle school was kind of rough. She was kind of a bully. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I had your brothers in class. I said, so, you know, I tease kids, and made a connection with her about her brothers. And from there on, she would do anything that I asked. She was good for me.
Wow.
Maybe not other teachers, but she was be for me. And I think sometimes it's because we make a connection and we get to know our kids. And I think that's one of the things that I've tried to teach the besties. That's what I call the students in the program, is my besties, that you've got to connect with them. Make them know that you're a real person, too, just like them. And
you know,
I think that helps.
Oh, sorry. That's really important, too. Just talking to anybody, anytime, about anything, actually. You know, just
yes.
Listening, connecting with what they're talking about. And I think this is a brilliant idea. It's all connected to Kansas FFA Foundation. And I mean, I just think it's great that you wish that we all had this. It's sort of like having a buddy system or a mentor as they go mm-hmm. through agricultural education. And are other states using this model to help teachers? Do you know?
Other states have similar programs. We are one of the first to have a specific name. Sometimes they're just kind of other, they don't have a specific person that goes and does it. It might just be someone from their state, so they're just kind of, when they can, go out to help them. So there are a few things, but not near as much as Kansas State. And I think part of that is we're getting students from other states that have, we've got California students, we've got Nebraska students, Colorado students, and they have colleges with ag education, but I think we have such a strong ag education program at Kansas State that they're choosing to come here. And then they're seeing what we can do to help them, to keep them teaching in the profession.
And that's the whole goal, too, to, I mean, besides mm-hmm. making people happy in what they're doing, is so that they're happy and they want to stay in teaching in the careers. And mm-hmm. who developed this model for Kansas FFA Foundation?
Well, it was really a combination of people. I think there were ag teachers, there were professors at Kansas State University, eventually Fort Hays, they got them on board. You know, the Kansas FFA Foundation. And I think that there was just a group of them that said, we got to do something to get these kids to stay in teaching, because it is rewarding when you can go out and you see your students that have had success and they've started their own business and now they're hiring some of the students, you know, that you still have in class as their employees. So it was a combination of things, I think, that started it.
And that's great. And like I said, it just sounds like a great program for any field. You know, I would have loved it in fields that I went into, which was broadcasting, journalism, and other things, radio, writing, just having a mentor, work buddy, and say what's working, what's not along the way when you're new. I just think it's terrific that you guys are doing this. And, of course, it is we're talking specifically about Kansas Best, and this is the program helping people transition into teaching ag ed. Are more people saying that they're thinking, this sounds really interesting, I want to transition out of whatever it is they're teaching and going into ag ed? Are you hearing a lot about that?
Not necessarily that they're changing from one teaching to another one. The transition to teach is, there's a few of them that are switching, but a lot of them is people that have an ag degree and are like, you know what, I think I want to teach. I think this would be fun. I think this could be rewarding. I can use my experience. And, you know, as education is meeting teachers, when you have so many years experience, they will definitely welcome you into the classroom.
And, you know, so many stories I've written about different FFA chapters and things they're doing, and it just amazes me what teachers are letting kids learn these days, and or enabling kids to learn, I should say, floriculture and welding and ag welding and different things. I mean, kids that get into these programs in FFA, no matter what state they're in, whether they're in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, any state in the union, there's FFA, right? In every state.
There are. Mm-hmm.
And there's mm-hmm. so many different categories within learning FFA and ag ed. And I know teachers can get into anything to do with agriculture, or I recently am doing a story about learning about feedlots and or somebody, you know, taking over the family farm or learning about it and the new technology. And so anything to do with agriculture, right? That would help.
Oh, absolutely. And technology is a big thing when it comes to farming and, you know, knowing where your food comes from, you know, your tags that say, oh, well, this meat came from a feedlot in Kansas or. And those things are important, and as consumers, that's what I would try to let students know, and I try to tell the teachers, they need to know how to select products, you know, their food that they're eating, the clothes they're buying, where does it come from, what's it made from. They need to know those types of things.
Exactly. And how would beginning teachers apply to get into or to switch over to teach ag ed? I guess they would have to first go. The ones who want to switch over would first need to apply to one of those programs we mentioned before, Fort Hays State or Kansas mm-hmm. State University.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If they wanted to switch, but how you get into the best program is if you took an ag teaching position, Kansas FFA will know that because they are in touch with the school. And as soon as they find out, they let me know, and then that's when I will reach out to them. But then they will get emails. They will be invited to in-services. They'll have, in the fall, the new teachers, the besties, have a weekly Zoom. They're all based on, this week might be about SAEs. This week might be about record books. This week might be about classroom planning. How do you plan? So there's things that they can do, and if they can get on, great. If they can't, but it's there for them as – you know, again, another resource.
And also they get to meet other teachers through this and other people going through the same thing, and there's a lot of networking involved.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we tell our kids networking all the time is so, so important. And this is one of those things. And as these kids have gone through college together, that helps them too. And then if they're out in Western Kansas together or Southeast Kansas together, they're going to see each other, and that's going to help them as well, and then make those connections to those other teachers that have been teaching for a while.
And I know you help them too. I know that right now the first year teachers are the priority with this program, the Kansas Best program through Kansas FFA Foundation. Eventually, I think you and I've talked before about the fact that the program is also going to be setting up checking on second and third year teachers. Is that what you all are planning?
That's a future goal. Yes, that's a future goal. It might be a ways away, but yes. That is something, because, you know, in your first year of your job, there's so many things thrown at you, and you just are like, okay, it's kind of like dodgeball sometimes. You catch what you need, and the other one's going to go for the wayside. Then you want to come back, and you're like, wait a minute, what was that one that I was supposed to catch, and I don't remember? So I think the second year, they're ready to catch more balls, if you will, in dodgeball. And so they just need someone to kind of remind them again, hey, don't forget, right now you need to be thinking about your classes for next year. What in-services are you going to do? Are you going to have a banquet? So things like that eventually would be nice to help those second-year teachers, which as my first year in this position, I see that I will have a lot of these kids still use me as a resource, which is great. That's what I want. So, but yeah, I could see where it could be another full-time person going out and checking on those people.
Oh, that's interesting. And confidentiality, if they tell you something and they say, gosh, I got to tell you about this difficult student or this difficult situation, that can be confidential with you if they talk about that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, gosh, so fascinating. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about something super important to any human being, and coming up in a moment, belongingness is a thing, and it's a priority in Kansas Ag Ed. We're going to hear more about that right after this. You know, having a sense of belongingness is vital in any career field, in any setting, in schools, in church, in temple, on the job, anywhere. I don't think there's a person listening or in this world who doesn't want to feel that they belong. It's important to us all as human beings. I'm Amy Hadachek here talking about Kansas Best, and it's led by program consultant Amy Allen. And Amy, thank you so much again for being here with us today. And for anybody who didn't hear earlier, Kansas Best, the letters BEST, B-E-S-T, stand for Beginning Educators Support Team. It helps basically teachers acclimate to help keeping them teaching Ag Ed and to also increase the retention rate of Ag Ed teachers in the state of Kansas. And Amy, thanks for being here. And something important to new teachers is belongingness. It is a word. I looked it up, and it's the state or feeling of belonging to a particular group, and how disruptions in social relationships evoke threats to children's sense of belongingness. So it's really important for not only children and students to feel a sense of belonging in the classroom, which we're talking about today, but also teachers. And what are some ways that you all incorporate this very important word, belongingness, to new teachers or teachers transitioning into Ag Ed?
Well, I think agriculture in general is a very friendly industry. We help each other out in time of need, or just hang out because we're fun. But Ag Ed, I think when we have those new ones, we always make sure that we introduce them and find the people that can help them. Or, hey, Johnny, this is Mary, and she's in your district, and she would be great reference if you have questions about living in Northeast Kansas. So I think that it's important that you find some people, and you sit by them at a meal. Don't always sit by your old cronies, but we'll split up often and sit by them. But Ag Ed has been known to be that we're chummy. We're buddies. I've had former students that have come from another school that have had an ag program, and we'll talk to each other, the ag teacher, and say, hey, tell me about this kid. Why'd they move? What were they involved with? You know? And so instantly you make a connection with that student, because you have asked about, hey, I heard you were from Columbus. I know Mr. Youngblood. And oh, you know him? And instantly now you've opened up a whole other realm for them, because they're going to feel welcome in your classroom because you know someone the same. And I think that goes along the same with these teachers that are coming out, because most of the time they're from an ag ed program. They went through the program. So you say, hey, I know Mr. Smith. I know what your program was like, you know, and right there you've made a connection with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's so, so important to have someone to be like, oh, yeah, you get it. You know what it's like to be in a town of 2,000 or a town of 500. So, yeah, it is very important.
And the connection, again, that word is so important. And I know you and I've talked about there are ways that some teachers who've been there a little bit longer could help the new ones, like including them in a meal out together. And mm-hmm. I thought it was really great when you told me, we talked earlier, new teachers also learn they don't live at the school and they can get away.
Yes. Yes, that is so important to learn. You know, as in any new job, you want to get it done right. You want to do it. But in order to do it correctly and the most effectively, sometimes you have to take a break from it and clear your head. And, you know, sometimes some of my best ideas were in the shower, or they're taking a walk, or you're sitting around dinner. You say, hey, you guys, let's get together. Over spring break, had some ag teachers. We got together for a birthday of one of them. And you sit and you just start talking shop, and you talk about, hey, did you know this was going on? Or I tried this in the classroom. And it just, because that's who you are, you talk about those things. So getting away does help your mental, and it makes you a better teacher.
I know. And even also just in groups sometimes when schools tour with other schools and the teachers mm-hmm. get to know each other, the kids become friends and the teachers too. I know that. That's helpful, too. And then they realize there's a connection again, you know.
Yes. Well, and we have a regional organization, ag teacher organization. And several years ago, I bet, oh, I don't know, for it was before I started teaching. There was a group of teachers and you would take your family. It would be in New Mexico or Texas. It rotated this year. It happens to be region two, happens to be in Kansas. And the teachers would travel with their spouses, with their families. You know, you take 4 days and you travel to wherever in Texas, and it was just so much fun. And you got to meet their families and get to know their families. And we had a group of about 6-8 ag teachers, and every summer, okay, region two, where are we going to meet? Who's going to start? Who's getting the hotels? You know, we would plan it. It was like a huge family vacation, and all of our kids got to know each other. And as they grew up, you know, it's just, we are a big family.
Mm-hmm. And that sense of belongingness is just huge. I think it's like near the peak of the whole pyramid, so to speak, mm-hmm. when we're mm-hmm. looking at it on paper. The need to belong, it refers to human emotional need to affiliate with and be accepted by members of a group. And like you said, with teachers, you know, getting together and sharing stories and feeling, you know, that what they said was accepted and understood, and somebody else even had the same thing or similar.
Absolutely. Knowing that someone has got the same thoughts or feelings as you, because, you know, there's times you're like, okay, I know no one else has gone through this. And you're like, someone probably has.
Yeah, really. I know they probably have. And I was even looking up, you know, years ago, I was also a sociology major besides going into journalism and broadcasting and meteorology and having all this. And in Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the sense of belongingness is part of one of his major needs that motivate human behavior. It says the hierarchy is usually portrayed as a pyramid with more basic needs at the base and more complex needs mm-hmm. near the peak. The need for love and belonging lie at the center of the pyramid as part of a social need. And that was back then. I'd say it even goes up closer to the peak, you know, as far as...
Oh, absolutely. And it trickles down to your students, because ag education, it's a course that they don't have to take. But when they're there, and you can ask kids, they'll be like, it's like home. You know, if they're having a bad day, they come into our room and maybe they're just going to sit and do homework. But it doesn't matter, because we've made a connection with them. We make them feel like they belong. And maybe they don't fit into any other group, but they're going to fit into ag. And that's another thing, that it's not just with the teachers, it's with students too. They are the same way.
Gosh, Amy, they're really lucky to have you. Your enthusiasm is fabulous, and I hope it's certainly permeating through our airwaves because I can feel it. And so I definitely – and you said connecting, too, and you mentioned that one teacher you mentioned before that told her students once she had to leave behind a dog and a cat when she moved, and by telling her story, students were able to connect with her. They thought, wow, she's actually human, I guess. I don't –
Yes, absolutely. And I think sometimes as these young teachers, this is one of the things I'm seeing is, okay, here's my lesson today. I got to stick to my script. I got to get it done. I only have 50 minutes. Well, you got to, here's an ag teacher thing. We tell stories. We have a story for everything. You bring up a topic. Some of them will have a joke for everything. And that's part of how these kids learn because they remember, oh, don't you remember Alan talked about her neighbor was named Dusty Miller and that's our plant too that we had to learn and that's how we remember that one. I mean, and so when she makes those stories, they're going to go home and say, did you know that Mrs. McGinnis had a dog and a cat? She had to leave them? Oh, my gosh. Or they go home to their own dog and cat and be like, I would never leave you, you know. So aww. They've made a connection to them. And that's just, that's what makes it so fun. Because then you really get to know those kids and they get to know you.
Mm-hmm. And connecting again. Well, and I want to know a question for you, Amy. I know with your joy for helping people, you have to prioritize patience. How can any of us learn that about patience?
Well, I think that if you're going into education, you already have some patience.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what? It's something that some of it, some people just have it, some people don't. But it's one of those things that sometimes you have to sit back and say, okay, what's my priority? How important is this that I go red hot chili mad or just be like, okay, here's a cherry on top. I'm going to be cool about it. And then we'll kind of work our way through it. You know?
Wow. That's huge.
There's a fine line.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we do make a choice. There's a choice, you know, and mm-hmm. I know that whole thing of when we actually can pause for a moment, you know, like a golden pause, as they say, and just think, okay, like you said, do I want to go all red hot chili mad or take a moment and have a golden pause? Well, they're learning and sometimes just listening and trying to come up with solutions to their problems, like you said, like an adult mentorship. I guess that's a large part of your role, right, with the teachers
yes.
too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they will call me about whether it's a classroom suggestion or how to do an FFA event. Or, hey, I'm thinking about looking for a different job. What do you know about this position? What do you know about this community? Or how do I get my community involved? And so, yeah, a lot of things that sometimes it's like our eyes are bigger than our stomach when you go to the buffet and you load your plate up and then you can't eat it all. We as new teachers, we want to do all these great things, but you only have so much time. And it takes a little bit of time to build it up. And sometimes that's where your patience comes in. It's got to slow. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes a little time to build things up.
Oh, exactly. Gosh, this is great information and actually great learning about it for anybody, anywhere. And, you know, coming up in a moment, how communities can help support a beginning teacher. So we're going to hear about that. And we'll also hear how Amy Allen got involved in Kansas Best through her teaching. Stay right there. Lots more to come right after this. Amy Hadachek here talking about Kansas Best, BEST. It's an amazing program in Kansas through Kansas FFA Foundation, and it's for new teachers coming in and for teachers who want to transition into teaching agriculture education. It's all about increasing the retention rate of teachers who teach ag ed. And this program, Kansas Best, through Kansas FFA Foundation, is led by program consultant Amy Allen. We've been talking with her today, and Amy, I'm so thankful you're here. You're teaching us yourself, and as a teacher for, was it 24 years now you've been teaching?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so this is a great support system coming in for new teachers who are new, coming into the profession, and for those who want to add an agricultural endorsement to a teaching license, which basically means going from a different field to suddenly saying, hey, now I want to teach ag ed, right? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Okay. And so how are you all encouraging young people to go into agriculture education?
Well, as ag teachers, We always have those one student that you can just tell that they would be a good teacher. And you just kind of push them, you know, hey, have you thought about going into agate? Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, but look how much fun we have. We get to travel, go to contests. You get to share things, dissect livestock, reproductive tract, or a stomach, or whatever. And so you kind of push them. And K-State also does a really great job of promoting ag education as teachers tell K-State, hey, I've got a couple of prospective students. K-State will send them stuff and start kind of talking to kids and be like, hey, this will be a great profession for you. It is a great profession. And so it's kind of, again, it goes back to the ag teacher, I think. And if kids have had a really positive experience, I think that's where a lot of it starts.
And there's so many different aspects they can go into. In addition to, I love cattle. I have always thought cattle and livestock are fascinating. There's so many aspects, you know, and it was so interesting when I learned years ago that they have more than one stomach or rumen, you know, it's called.
Yes.
And just different things. And then in FFA, I've learned so many things. There are all these different categories people can go into if they want to do something different. There's floor culture, there's welding, there's making signs, there's speaking, you know, being speakers to promote the field of agriculture. It's not just mm-hmm. one thing. There's so many categories. What can you talk about some more of those categories that people could be learning about or teaching?
And I think that there are so many. Science is such a big thing right now, and getting kids to understand that science happens every day, and why we mix, you know, oil and water, why they don't like each other. And science with genetics and animals and how the parents can look like this, but then the offspring is going to look like this. Well, why is that? You know, cloning and with genetics with plants and making GMO or non-GMO, organic, the food that we eat, all of those different things. I mean, there's jobs right now that aren't even created yet for the kids that are in high school.
Wow.
And so that just kind of is crazy, blows your mind. You know, and you tell kids, you know, you could be the person that creates new ice cream flavors. I couldn't do that. Yeah, you can. But you also could be someone that just tries shoes on all day to see if that's a size 8.
That's so true.
There's just things that kids don't know what jobs are out there. When they think of agriculture, even in today's society, you know, 2% of Americans are farmers, which is a very small amount compared to all of the people and all of the food that they provide, food and fiber. But kids just don't know what's out there. So the more you can expose them to things, the greater we're all going to be.
I know. And we think about, okay, agriculture, well, did you eat today? Did you wear clothes? You know,
yep.
Well, then you were, you know, enjoying agriculture and so many other fields too, and so many other things. Mm-hmm. And also we talk about communities, how communities can help new teachers. I thought that was interesting. How would communities be able to help someone new into the area who's just a brand new teacher in ag ed?
Well, I think that a lot of times parents want to help and they offer to help. So when that new teacher comes to a football game, go up to him and say, hey, would you like to come over for dinner tomorrow night? Or Sunday, come join us at church. Invite him to go do things. And as the teacher, they can say, hey, I want to come out and see your place, see what your cattle are like, or your sheep, or your garden. But I think sometimes parents can easily, but sometimes I think people can be intimidated, too, by a teacher. They're just like you and I. All teachers, we put our shoes on one at a time. And so I think just sometimes offering them, hey, I've got a great lawnmower that needs fixed. Can I bring it into you and have your kids look at it? Sometimes it's just as simple as that. I've got some seeds left over from last season. Could you use them in class? Yeah. We had a calf die. Would you like the digestive tract to dissect in class? Absolutely. But just little things. It doesn't have to be a big thing that people in the community can help with.
Well, that's true. That's really important. I mean, you've taught us so many things today, not only about the whole program, which is, you know, premier, of course, and number one, but just life, how it's really all about just doing life and how we all are the same. We're all humans. We all want connectedness. Mm-hmm. We all want to feel belong, like we belong, and somebody reaching out. And so if that's what we would like, we need to put ourselves in that position of reaching out to somebody else. And like you told me once earlier, it's a good reminder to remember that we were brand new once too.
Yes, we were. And, you know, the FFA motto, I think, is totally what people in agriculture can live by. The motto is learning to do. That's what these teachers are doing. They're learning how to be teachers, you know, learning to do things. We want our kids to learn, do learn. What are we going to learn today? Well, we're dissecting this so you can learn about the parts. Earning to live. At some point, you're going to have to not live with mom and dad. You're going to have to get a job. So be a productive part of society. Join in. Help us out. Make the community better. And then living to serve. And I think that that's right now kind of where I'm in, as I'm kind of giving back, is helping out these young teachers, because I had so many teachers that helped me when I started that I would call and give advice, or, hey, use this textbook, because, you know, we didn't have so many computer resources back when I started teaching. And so I think it all goes back to the motto of learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, living to serve. And if more people would live by that, I think we could be much happier.
I know. And even if we'd started with one of those, and speaking of learning to serve, you have a good story about how you got involved in teaching, right? And also how you got involved in Kansas Best.
Well, I grew up in 4-H. You know, my parents, we were always had livestock. My dad raised hogs. My SAE in high school was sheep. Loved my sheep. I did that. I had a dairy cow for a while. And so I just really enjoyed it. I was very involved with FFA. Of course, then there weren't very many girls. I think there were three of us involved, three or four girls in our FFA chapter. I became a state FFA officer. And I just really enjoyed the FFA and the atmosphere and the ag teachers and what it was all about. So when I came to K-State, I knew I was going to go ag ed, and had my student teaching out in Western Kansas in Jetmore with Harmon Bliss. My teacher was actually Chuck Smith, great, great man. And now I can just hear him saying, Amy, is that really, really how it's going to be? Or, you know, because he was kind of hardcore and you didn't mess with Mr. Smith. And I learned a lot from Harmon being out there. And, you know, I went to Western Kansas because I'm from Southeast Kansas and I didn't know anything about it. And I wanted to be a better teacher to understand what goes on in Western Kansas, which this year I have learned a lot about Western Kansas by traveling. but it's a great career to get into. I mean, you can choose what you teach for the most part. You know, you have family fun. Today, if you're like, oh, man, I brought these flowers in because I didn't want them to freeze last night, so today we're going to dissect. And you can do that because is that related to ag? Absolutely. You know, you can do fun experiments, or it's just so, it's so broad that there's no, the sky's the limit. There's nothing that you can't really do in classroom that's not pertaining to agriculture.
That's great to hear. And now the website for more information for someone who wants to learn more about Kansas Best, I have down the www.ksffa.org/KAAE/BEST. Should I repeat that slowly, or is there a different one?
Nope, that is the website.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So for more information about Kansas Best, it's the www.kssffa.org/KAAE/best with another forward slash. And should we include a phone number, or that would be the website's the main way to get a hold of?
Probably the best way to go would be the website right now.
Okay, we'll do that. Amy, anything else? This has been fascinating. And we just have a couple more seconds here. If there's anything that I didn't get to ask you that you thought of that's important.
No, I just think that if there's a young person out there that you think would be a great ag teacher, tell them that. Because I think sometimes we don't always do that, because we're like, oh, they're going to go do some such and such. Maybe they don't know what a good ag teacher they could be. So encourage young people to get into ag education.
Thank you so much, Amy. And like Amy said, introduce yourself. Remember, they're young and new, and they just want to please someone. And I really appreciate that. Maybe somebody just needs a friendly face, a I think our time is up. That's what the little beeper came in. But Amy Allen, you've been wonderful and Kansas Best through Kansas FFA Foundation. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.